Okay, good afternoon. We'll come back to order and we'll call now for hearing docket E22 sub 578. I'm Commissioner Dan Clodfelder and I've been assigned to preside over this docket. Together with me this afternoon are Commissioner Chair Charlotte Mitchell and Commissioners Tenola, Brown, Bland, and Lyons Gray. We'll open the hearing on docket E22 sub 578, which is the in the matter of application of Virginia Electric Power Company DBA Dominion Energy North Carolina for approval of renewable energy and energy efficiency portfolio standard cost recovery rider pursuant to NC General Statute 62133.8 and Commission Rule R867. In compliance with the requirements of the State Government Ethics Act, I remind commissioners of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and at this time inquire whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to the matter. Madam Court Reporter, let the record reflect that no commissioner has identified any conflicts in the matter. We're going to do the short form this afternoon, so let me call for appearances by counsel first, beginning with the applicant.
Good afternoon, Presiding Commissioner Clodfelter, Commissioners Andrea Kells with the law firm of McGuire Woods, appearing on behalf of Dominion Energy North Carolina. Also here with me here today is Ms. Lauren Biskey, in-house counsel with the company.
Great, thank you.
Good afternoon, Heather Fennell, the public staff on behalf of the Houston City.
Thank you. And there are no interveners in the docket, so let me ask counsel who have entered an appearance, have you had an adequate opportunity to examine the docket maintained by the clerk? And are you satisfied that the clerk's docket is complete, that all filings are in order, that there are no omissions or corrections needed to the filings shown on the clerk's docket, and that all matters have been properly designated for confidentiality purposes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Snell, correct. Okay, let the record reflect that counsel have all responded positively to the question. That being the case, then, unless there is some objection, and I'll hear you on any objections if there are any, the commission will now admit into evidence the same as it presented at the hearing today. We will admit the application filed by Dominion Energy on August 13. We will admit all pre-filed testimony by all witnesses who pre-filed testimony, including all exhibits, supplements, and appendices thereto, including the confidentiality designations, which will be maintained the same as filed with the clerk's office. We will also admit, without objection, all affidavits and appendices to those affidavits filed of record in the clerk's office. In addition to that, we will admit Dominion's affidavits of publication, a public notice filed on October 30th, 2019, and Dominion's letter in lieu of rebuttal testimony filed on October 31st, 2019. Is there any other matters that need to be moved into the record? Hearing none from counsel, let me turn to counsel for the public staff and ask, are you aware of any public witnesses who wish to testify on the docket?
No.
Is there any party here in the audience who wishes to present testimony on this docket this afternoon? If not, let me ask counsel for the applicant, are there any further matters that we need to take up in the hearing today?
No, I think that covered it.
Counsel for public staff?
Nope, we're good.
Is there any reason to keep the record open for any purpose?
No.
Great. All right, we will now close the record on the hearing, let's ask for proposed orders. Well, we had two different dates to ask for, so we'll ask for the same date as you file your proposed orders in the fuel rider docket, okay?
Yes, sir.
Great. That concludes the hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.